What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is a podcast about podcasting and giving you tips about being a better parent because we need better kids, okay? And that's how we're gonna have a better future. Blase, blase, blase. But this episode, y'all see the title. Everything he thought he knew, or everything he knew, or everything he told you that he could tell you. And this came to mind last night while I was watching cartoons with Anya, where I often find myself thinking about what my dad thought was parenting compared to what is parenting. Let me see if this is UPS. Hold on. Because I'm supposed to be getting a package. Oh, no, that's not UPS. Some breaks. Okay. No, I wanted to talk about everything he knew in a way of understanding your parents, preferably your father. My father was a very older Jamaican man by the time I came about. So one, he was stuck in his ways. Two, he was on his second marriage. And three, the way that he was fathering was probably what he saw growing up as a kid, which was a long time ago. My dad was born in 1923. So growing up as a kid, I didn't understand why he couldn't just be better or be more or do more or understand that being a father is more than just the basics. And now that I'm a mom and I have two kids, fathers are different. I see that a father is only as involved as he knows to be. Meaning, if a father isn't taught to do more, be better, these are the things that you must do to show up for your kid and want to do it, he's not going to do it. So for this is why it's so important for you, before you have children with somebody, to get to know their family dynamic. You know, how's your relationship with your mom? How often do you talk to your mom? How's your relationship with your dad? How often do you talk to your dad? What was it like growing up with your dad? Because what your parents did and didn't do for you affects how you become an adult, how you treat other people, and how you may parent. Now, let's take my mom, for instance. She had her mom and her dad. Her dad was hardworking, only had a sixth grade education at most, but did what he needed to do to provide for his family. She's one of 11, and her mother personality was not very loving and affectionate. She was very brash, a disciplinarian, and my mom is a very loving woman, and she craved affection all her life. She craved wanting to be protected all her life. My grandfather, he was very soft-spoken, but direct and quiet and very observant. But he wasn't there every day. He would build for people, put roofs on for people, be gone for months. So my mom spent a lot of time being the youngest, the smallest, and being somewhere in a corner, somewhere around the house, right? As a mom, my mother is super gentle, soft-spoken. She does not discipline at all. She does not yell at you at all. When something's bothering her, she shuts down and she doesn't speak. So she did the total opposite of how she was brought up, which you cannot do. Kids require balance. My father, I wasn't old enough to ask my father the questions I would want to ask my father now because he's now deceased. He died when I was 18. But I would have loved to ask my dad what his upbringing was like. What was his dad like? What was his mom like? What was the dads around him like with their children? What did you do on a daily basis? Who told you how to be a father? Who taught you how to show up as a man? Who taught you how to show affection to your children? Who taught you the benefits of quality time with your son? The benefits of quality time with your daughter? Who taught you how to have compassion and empathy for people? Because it's so easy as a kid to nitpick the things that you don't like about your parents or what they don't do or what they do. And then when you become a parent yourself and you have to think, well, the way that my father treated me as a kid and his children as a kid was a direct reflection of what he saw coming up, probably how he was treated. And he really thought that he was doing the absolute best. He really thought that no one could tell him nothing about how he was parenting. And I say this to say, it is unfair for women to chastise a lot of men who did not have the proper example and role models as a father growing up to show up as Mr. Do-Right all the time. I think fathers deserve grace to make mistakes. Fathers deserve time to have discussions on what was done, how could it be done better, and let's learn this for next time. And they're not given that all the time. I feel like as a mom, I give Ari's daddy more grace than Anya's dad, because Anya's dad, I've had the conversations, I've had the talks, I've given the chances. Other people have talked to him about how to show up. It's not that he doesn't know how to show up. It's in his mind, it's easier for him to retreat back to not showing up, because it's easier to not do what you're supposed to do as a man and as a father than it is to do what you're supposed to do as a man and as a father. And let me tell you this, I know a lot of great fathers who don't want to go to work at the fucking crack of dawn, don't want to work those shifts at those hours, don't want to give their weekends away, don't want to have their schedule dictated, don't want to give all this money to this, to that, to this, but they do it. They do it because they know that their children deserve it. They do it because they know that it's hard to automatically put all of this on the other parent while I do what I want to do. Now, there are some dads who don't care and they do what they want to do. And they would rather do less than to have the audacity for somebody to tell me what they're going to take to take care of some other people. I'm going to do less so you have nothing to take. There are those fathers, but there also are those fathers that just need grace and they want to do better and they want to do right and they want to learn. And me personally, I would love to say to those dads, if you want to learn and you want to do better and you want to figure it out, find a father who is doing it in a way that you would love to do it. Find a father who is showing up in a way that you would love to show up for your kids. Talk to them. You know, ask them if they can mentor you. Be honest. Pick their brain. Be respectful of their time. Because good fathers are busy fathers. Good fathers are fathers with limited time to dilly-dally. Great fathers don't spend a lot on themselves compared to what they spend for their children. Okay. Some great fathers are married. Some great fathers are single. Okay. Being a single dad or being a dad that's married with kids should not affect how you show up as a father, but for some it does. Because I feel like sometimes, a lot of times, great fathers end up with mothers who do not want to mother, do not know how to mother, and don't care to learn how to mother, right? And I feel like great mothers end up with fathers for their children who can't get right. And sometimes a good mother and a good father meets and they create a life and a bond and a marriage and a family structure that's amazing. And sometimes that never happens and those parents just make the best of the situation. I feel like I am a great mom without a equal companion. And I have half of a co-parenting situation that works. My name is Shan. I am the mom of girls. I am the host. I am the creator. I am the editor. I am the everything. You can check out more from me on shanbepodden.com. Meaning I have one child that by the sounds of her confidence, the look, the intelligence she has, the happiness, the empathy, the consideration that she carries, you can tell that she's not missing anyone showing up in her life a certain way. She's not missing a father showing up in her life a certain way. She's not missing a mother showing up in her life a certain way. She could talk to her grandparents. She could access all her cousins. She can go places she would love to go. Her birthday is celebrated in multiple places. You know what I'm saying? She's not needing for nothing. And then I have a daughter who I have to constantly show up for in a double way. Meaning there's no father showing up for her in the way that I'm showing up for her. So sometimes I find myself overcompensating for that. And when I say overcompensate, I'm not buying her her love and affection to fill that hole because I will never be able to fill it. That's another thing too. If you have a son or a daughter that is missing a father, you will never be able to fill that space for them with things, places, toys or money. Okay. They are missing a relationship with a human being that is a male in a fatherly way, that the only way you can fulfill that for them would be having a family friend that's real close, safe, protective, honest, respectful, and aware of their dynamic and shows up for them in a certain way, having an uncle that takes on that fatherly role for them. Maybe if you date for a long time, okay, and the dynamics between that person and your children are of a fatherly figure and it's a investment type of relationship, meaning both of you have to have strict goals as to where you see this relationship going. Because the worst thing that you could do is date someone without having a talk of what both of you want and it's not aligned. And one day this person gets to walk away because that's biologically not their kid. And you guys didn't get married and they don't owe you anything. Which they don't owe you anything. And I'm not saying marrying some man will fix your child's father issues. If you don't marry the right person, do not look for that to be healed. Okay? Because marrying a body, thinking it's about to play a position in your child's life is very dangerous. Okay? I hope that Anya doesn't grow up with abandonment issues. I hope that she can see good characteristics in a man and know the characteristics of a good father. I know she sees it in Ari's dad sometimes, but Ari's dad cannot be obligated to show up for Anya in that way. One, we are not in a relationship.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Of companionship. We are not married. We have no goals to be married. We just want to co-parent. Okay? And I think we do that the best way we can for right now. And you know, that's where I'm at with it. But I can't find any bone in my body to hate Anya's dad for the way that he doesn't show up is because who showed up for him? And I constantly ask myself that question, who showed up for Anya's dad? His mom was one of those women who still trying to find herself in old age. And when I say old age, she wasn't even that old before she passed. She passed away from having cancer. She had some type of cancer. And she passed away, I want to say last year or the year before that. But they weren't really that close because she didn't raise him the way a mother should raise a son. So not only did Anya's dad grow up with abandonment issues from his dad's side, he kind of grew up with abandonment issues and looking for people to show up for him in a parental way all his life. And I think with that, a lot of friends and family around him pitied him and enabled him to become a man. And with that, it was easy for him not to step into his manhood because he always had people around him to feel sorry for him at the wrong time. And his mother was incarcerated when he was born. Two of her friends raised him. They were Rastas in Philly, selling marijuana. You know what I'm saying? That's how they really made a living and doing odd things and having businesses. But they showed up for him the best way they could show up for him. So I think for him, it's kind of like, you know, you got a mom. She's good. She's a good person. She's going to take care of you. She's going to do X, Y, and Z. And he just shrugs it like, she'll take care of it. And I wish he couldn't count on me the way that he counts on me, because it's not fair to her. It's not fair to me to just have this all on me, and it's been all on me for a very long time. And I don't have no problem taking care of Anya. Like, I love to show up for her. I love the fact that him missing in her life doesn't show up in her grades. Him missing in her life doesn't show up in her being loving and empathetic. Him missing in her life doesn't stop her from enjoying other people and other relationships in her life. But I also could see how him missing in her life makes her very just have lack of awareness, lack of care, give up easily on things. I can also see how him missing her life makes her sad when Ari's dad shows up for her. I can see how we'll watch something where a dad is doing X, Y, and Z, and she'll verbatim say, I wish I had a dad that can do X, Y, and Z. And I want that for her, but I also don't want to fall into this mental trap of thinking, oh my gosh, let me hurry up and get in a relationship and get a man so they can show up for Anya. Like, I don't want to rush and get into a relationship with a man just because she needs a dad. I want to be in a relationship with a man who is a great father already to his kids. And we're so tight and close that we understand what we both want for our futures, and what we both want will work as a team together if we are together in a relationship. And that relationship has a goal of a marriage. And that relationship has a goal of all the kids being included. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is forever, but just somebody who understands, like, me having you here is important, not just for me, but for everybody included. Me being in your life should be important, not just for you, but for all your children included. And if it's not that, I don't want it. You know, I don't want my door to be a revolving door of who you dating this week, who you dating that week. Are you not talking to him? Oh, we can't call this person because y'all not talking anymore. Oh, we can't call this person because you broke up. Or this person. I don't want that with my girls. Like, my girls, I want to be, like, so sure that the people that I have in their lives are here to stay. You know? And unless I'm sure about that, I don't want to include them in a lot that I do with other people, unless I know, like, these are people that you ain't gotta worry about, you know? And fathers become fathers at that birth, okay? Some fathers, yes, they prepare with a mom before that baby gets here, but a lot of fathers become fathers at that birth. And I think when you think about it like that, and I've talked about this multiple times, is you have to give that man grace, especially if nobody taught him how to be in their child's life from a newborn to 5 years old, from 5 years old to 10 years old, from 10 years old to 18, from 18 to 30. Like, if they didn't have that dynamic with their fathers or a father around them, don't expect them to come up perfect. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. If you would like to support this podcast, the link is in the show notes. Don't forget to check out Cozy Womb Shop, and I will check you next week. Peace. No one's perfect. I'm not a perfect mom, okay? I fall short in places sometimes, but I also know, like, I had great mothers around me. I know great moms. I can have a conversation. I could correct this, and I could be honest with my children about where I fell up short. But I will never want to just not try. And I think there's a lot of fathers out here who would rather not try and then explain later when their child is an adult and comes to them with hard questions. Do not rob yourself of a great relationship with a great kid because you're too scared of what it looks like when you show up. Okay? Give fathers grace. Our parents only did what they thought they knew or what they knew. And becoming an adult includes a lot of unlearning and learning. Becoming a parent includes a different level of unlearning and learning and balance. You can't, you know, grow up with a parent that disciplined a little bit too much and you're like, I'm not going to discipline my kid. You have to discipline your kid at a certain level. You can't grow up with a parent that's like too lax and you're just like, I'm not going to be lax with my kid. I'm going to be strict. You can't be so strict with your kid where your kid does not like you, does not want to come to you and tell you anything, right? Every relationship in your life requires balance. You're going to have times where you talk to a person. You're going to have times where you don't talk to a person. You're going to have times where you spend time with a person. You're going to have times where you have to spend time away. And you learn what it feels like to miss this person. You learn what it feels like to consider this person in their absence. And you learn what it feels like to build a trust where you don't have to be in this person's face 24/7, but even in your absence, you're respected. And until you find balance in all of your relationships, including friendship, business, personal, and even the new relationship that you're going to have with your parents once you become an adult, because they also become our children, everything in your life is going to feel lopsided. And it does take another considerate person to understand, bear with me, I'm just trying to balance it out. And sometimes people have their limits, and sometimes people can't wait for you to get it right when you think they should wait. And if they've actually been patient and trying with you, and they're at a point where they have needs, and they have a relationship that they want to experience that they've never been able to experience because they're waiting for you to get it right. If the best thing that they can do is to let go and let you have your time to become who you need to become, leave them alone and let go. If you guys are supposed to be whatever you think you guys are supposed to be, you will be. If I'm supposed to be married to a particular person in my future, I will be married to a particular person in my future. But what I'm not going to do is force something that is not working. What I'm not going to do is rush a man on his own timing and development. And that's where I'm at with it. I'm not mad at my dad for not figuring it out. And I think he did what he knew. And there's a lot of fathers out here doing what they knew, doing what they know. And there's a lot of fathers out here running away from becoming an adult and stepping up because it just looks like too much work. But while you're running away from growing up and stepping up, you're running away from the best years with your children that you'll never get back. You're wasting time that you can have developing a relationship with your child that you will never get back. And a lot of the times, your child doesn't care about your money. Your child wants your time. Your child wants your affection. Your child wants your consideration. Your child wants to know about you. Okay? Now, financially, finances help. But not for nothing, if Anya's dad lived in this state and he had nothing financially to give me to help me take care of Anya, I'm still going to meet you halfway so you can spend time with Anya. I'm still going to make sure y'all can go to the park, go to the bookstore, do what Anya wants to do, go to the movies. I'm still going to make sure y'all have the space to build that bond. But I feel like I'm doing so much on my side that this man has never met me halfway with any of my effort. And I think it's his turn to show. It's been his turn to show for a very long time. She's going to be 11 this year. And every day is a question mark. For him, every day is every year is a possibility he's missing. But that's on him, though. You know, he knows how to reach me. He knows how to reach her. He knows how to reach my mom. He knows how to reach my brothers. He knows how to reach my cousins. Some people just don't want to show up for themselves, and when you don't want to show up for yourself, it's easier for you not to show up for anyone else. And give dads who want to grace, and the dads who are running away from themselves, let go. That's not your problem. And that's all I wanted to say today. You know, some dads did what they knew. Some dads want to do it different. Some dads show up when they're tired and exhausted, but they know that their child deserves it. And some dads don't. Yeah. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cozy Womb Podcast. I hope I gave you something to think about so you can become a better parent as a man or a woman. These kids deserve it. They do.